Kirkchin, that's Jeff Kirkchin of the Eddie Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU. Big birthday yesterday. Congrats and happy
29.
Birthday.
29. Thank you. And I had a great, great day, morning, evening, like the whole day. I went to Topgolf.
Nice.
In Northeast Philly. That was so much fun. I celebrated with all of you.
We're chomping at the bit, though, to find out who you met.
I know. Everybody is. I went to dinner at Giorgio's on Pine. Fantastic Italian food, hole-in-the-wall spot, and the best chicken parm I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
And as I'm leaving, I noticed that there is a Philadelphia celebrity that is hanging out, actually, at the same restaurant I'm at. And I'm kind of freaking out about it, because it's pretty amazing.
Shocking news from today's tryout. The Eagles have decided to invite one man to training camp, Philly's own Vince Papale.
No! Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
How cool is that?
Eagles' own Vince Papale was there.
That's awesome. So you recognized him right away? Or?
Yeah. And here's the odd part. So I run into him, and I actually went to college with his daughter, Gabby, who was a Syracuse University cheerleader while I was Otto the Orange, the mascot.
No way.
So we became friends because we were all on the same team.
Oh, my gosh. That's
so
hilarious.
I've known her for, oh, my gosh, probably 10 years now. And
so it wasn't, you weren't just like fanboying when you would go up to introduce yourself to him. You actually had a connection other than, oh, my gosh. But I'll tell you, though, like Vince Papale is everything you want him to be, right?
Oh,
so if you are to see him at a restaurant, he absolutely will embrace you chatting with him in an appropriate manner.
It really is sweet, and he was fantastic. Yeah, first thing I'd say, hey, I went to college with your daughter. He's like, oh, no way, you were out of the Orange.
That's
and
so
the
funny.
Best part was we got to talking a little bit. Well, why are you in Philly? What's going on? I said, I moved here a month and a half ago, and I love this city, and now I work for 92.5 XCU on the Andy Summer Show. And he goes, oh, my gosh. That is all I listen to when I'm in town.
That's awesome.
So he and his family now relocated to Florida, but are back here all the time. Their son lives in Philly still. And
was that him in the picture? Was it his son was in the picture with you and Vince? Okay.
So if you want to see the picture that we took, you can text Celeb, C-E-L-E-B, to 215-263-6700. I didn't want to bother him, but it was like a BYOB, bring your own wine. We were all partying and having a good time.
Oh, my gosh. That's so awesome.
It was like a great way to end a birthday dinner.
So, all right. So, if you're not sure who Vince Papale is, which, because we were all really excited when you shared your photo yesterday, but Shannon didn't know who he was, which then reminds us, Shannon's out sick today, but that reminds us that not everybody is up on what's going on in Philadelphia sports and stuff. So, Donnie, do a quick explanation of Vince Papale and why he's famous to Philadelphians.
1976, the Eagles held an open tryout where Dick Vermeil, who just got in the Hall of Fame, said he came from college, we're going to have an open tryout. This guy tries out. He's not a professional football player. He actually makes the team.
So it was all these fans that actually showed up to try out the Eagles.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then there's a movie about it starring Mark Wahlberg.
Right.
And he plays Vince Papale. It came out like 2005 or
something
six,
like that.
Seven.
Yeah, it's called Invincible. It's a great, great movie. So recently, Nicole Mahalik, who you hear here on XTU in the afternoons, she had a chance to talk to Mark Wahlberg, and she knows that he's a huge sports fan, and he played Vince Papale in the movie, like Donnie just said. And she was talking to him about when the Eagles beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl, because, of course, the Wahlbergs are from Boston.
Right.
And this is a great story.
When the Eagles beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl, I was the only one celebrating. My wife was so angry. Actually, I'll share this quick story with you.
Okay.
Brandon Graham was at my house, and he had just been celebrating, and he was kind of laying down. We were in the basement. We've been down there for a while. He was laying down. He was actually taking a nap, recovering from all of his celebrations. And my wife came down and was like, is that an eagle in my house? What is he doing here? I said, yeah, he's my friend. And I'm happy for him. He's celebrating. She was so upset because she's such a diehard Patriots fan. She didn't really understand the level of loyalty that I have to put on an Eagles uniform, to wear Vince Papale's name, and what an honor that was for me. So I really did celebrate when the Eagles won.
I love that.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that he still has an allegiance to Philadelphia because of it.
So once again, if you want to see the picture, text Celeb to 215-263-6700.
Fresh squeeze.
Age free.
Now with more fiber.
The Andy Summer Show.
The best way to start your day.
Weekday mornings on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.